Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written 4 books. My first book, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. Secondly, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past for Your Future. Then I wrote Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversity. And then a motivational book, Unlimited Possibilities, The Roadmap to Rediscovering Yourself, Your Life, and Who You Are. I'm so delighted tonight. I'm going to continue our show from last week with Dr. Michelle Butler, and she is a certified Dr. Neuropathy, a master herbalist, a certified nutritional counselor, a certified nutritional and natural health professional, and spiritual health coach. Dr. Michelle Butler, are you there?
I am, Valerie. Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, thank you so much for joining. We're going to continue with the right health connection because, you know, so many people are going through so many different things in their bodies, and it's prohibiting them from walking in God's divine order and God's divine purpose for their life. They can't progress in the ministry that God has for them because they're too tired, they're too stressed out, they're too burnt out. They can't travel because of weight issues and blood pressure problems. So much is going on within the body of Christianity, if you will, as well as the secular community. But I wanted to focus more on the Christianity because, you know, our bodies are the temple, and we need to be living examples, as the Word of God declares and says that we should be, not only as our soul prosper, but He desires that we be in health as well. And a lot of us are failing in that capacity because we're not functioning in 100% because of different ailments that are prohibiting us and limiting us from reaching our goal. I was reading some information, Dr. Butler, and, you know, so many people have high blood pressure. And I was like, what causes a high blood pressure? A lot of people say, well, you know, they go to the doctor and they ask about your genealogy tree and say, well, you know, if your mom had it, your dad had it, your siblings had it, your great-grandmother had it, then chances are you will have it. Is high blood pressure hereditary?
Well, not necessarily hereditary. High blood pressure.
Give me a little more volume.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Hold on a minute. High blood pressure is not. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Valerie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. High blood pressure is not necessarily hereditary. You know, high blood pressure can stem from anything from excessive weight, stress, the way we eat, some underlying trauma that we've experienced in our lives. Even having some toxins in our body from environmental stress, things of that nature. So it's not necessarily hereditary because we can get high blood pressure from a number of things. The thing is how we treat high blood pressure is the key. Because even in the realm of water retention, hardening of the arteries, even when we take in too much coffee, caffeine being coffee, caffeine and other stimulants.
Give me some volume, please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It seems like
am I fading away on you?
Yes, you're getting lower and lower.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, please.
Is that better? Okay. That's as far as I can go with my volume. So I'll try to talk a little louder.
Yeah, it seems like I don't know when you're talking that maybe you moved the phone away or something. I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, like I was saying, you know, hard enough, the arteries, you know, overstimulus, caffeine, those things like that, stress, those things cause, can contribute to high blood pressure. So it's not necessarily that it was, you know, that it's in the gene pool, you know, and it was passed down from generation to generation. No, it's pretty much on how we live our lives. Yeah. It is definitely associated with lifestyle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Archbishop Vincent, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Parker. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. I wanted to bring you into the conversation because I met you for the very first time on the air last week, and you were so gracious to let me have your phone number, and I was able to speak with you. And I asked if you would join me once again because you listed a numerous amount of things that you were suffering in your body. And I wanted you to reiterate some of those things that you said that you were going through. And, you know, as Dr. Butler just said, that high blood pressure is not hereditary necessarily. But we know that if we eat the same thing our mother and our grandparents and our great-grandparents ate, then chances are it would be hereditary because we're eating and digesting the same thing.
Absolutely. I have been convinced after meeting Dr. Joe Wallach and even some of my own research that would say I have to concur with him that it is not genetic high blood pressure. And see, I was under the mistaken notion that because of miseducation from our allopathic physicians that it's in our gene pool, but it's been demonstrated that is not genetic scientifically, but as you just stated, it may be hereditary in the same way that I inherited a cookbook from my grandmother, her recipes. I did cook like she did, and I'm learning not to cook the same way so I could add years and even decades to my life.
Now, Dr. Butler, one of the things that I was reading that a lot of people may not know and be aware of, when you have blood sugar deficiencies in your body, it can cause you to have anxiety. Children result in bedwetting, sometimes adults too, heart disease, depression, elevated cholesterol and thyroid, fainting spells, fatigue, ADD, ADHD. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because we have a lot of parents on the line that are listening in, and they're constantly getting calls from the schools regarding their children. And I want that, being that school is about to begin again, I want parents to be aware of the effect of not eating a balanced breakfast will have on that child's life, and why at times that child may act up in class is because of deficiencies. Can you speak on that for me, please?
Yes.
Yeah,
the ADD, attention deficit, that's a little tricky. That's the child that keeps the parent, the family up all night long. And that is definitely a nutritional deficiency. And so with this child, we have to change the diet, okay? We have to ensure that the child gets the minerals that are necessary for that particular deficiency, which is the chromium and the vanadium. Those are the two minerals that we found from Dr. Wallet that the AD child is lacking and minerals. And so having said that, changing the diet, getting in those minerals, and then, you know, making sure that the diet is well balanced, so that the child can get some rest and ultimately the family could get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a nutritional deficiency, no question about it.
Mm.
So
yeah. What about would they take that child to the doctor and the doctor often recommends
Retlin. Yeah, the doctor, they it's a system built in, and, you know, they ultimately, after testing the child and monitoring the child's behavior within the school system, and the teacher, you know, writes up the child after monitoring the child, and then, you know, and then recommend it over to the doctor. You know how the system goes, and then they ultimately, you know, prescribe Retlin. Well, Retlin is not good because that's another drug, you know. And the thing about Retlin is once you get on the Retlin, you know, over time, it, you know, it ultimately messes with other things in the body, like the liver, you know, and the nervous system, you know. And then when the child grows up, then you got to, you know, wean the child off of the Retlin. Now, these children can live a productive life, no question about that. But then you can, you know, we could use the minerals or incorporate the minerals into the child's life, you know, and have a healthy and balanced lifestyle, you know. But the key is with this, that you have to change the diet. The diet has to be changed, you know, as we incorporate the minerals into the child,
mm-hmm.
to maintain balance.
That means God, parents.
That's so key.
That's
and,
right.
You know,
parents,
I work with
the school starts again. Don't be giving your kids all these high sugar cereals and sending them on their way every morning.
Yeah, you can't. And you know, that's the hardest. That is the hardest thing with the family that has the ADD child. Trying to get the family to realize that this is a lifestyle change. And so it begins with the parents. You know, the child is going to eat what you give the child. So, you know, we have something in our line, and we're continuing on with the longevity line, the polymers, the BTT minerals, the calcium, and even the polymers are excellent products to give the ADD child, because ultimately it calms the child down. It working on the nervous system, because the calcium itself works on the nervous system, and it calms the child down. And then you get the well balance of the minerals and the antioxidants and the vitamins, okay? And then not to mention the EFAs. Now, that's part of the Healthy Start Pack. So, yeah, the EFAs, because then you got your essential, your 3, 6, and 9, and they, you know, they promote a healthy brain, which is part of the nervous system. So the entire Healthy Start Pack, that system alone, will work well with the ADD child. And we have actually given a number of kids the Healthy Start Pack. And it works very, very well.
The children were able to take the Healthy Start Pack?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's minerals. It's exactly what the body needs. And remember last week when I shared with you with the calcium, you know, if you give the child calcium at night, it would kind of la-la them to sleep. It would calm the nervous system down. and then everybody gets some sleep.
Okay, so we adults can do that too, take the calcium at night?
Oh, absolutely. I do.
Is it the best time to take calcium at night?
Yes, it is. You know, anytime you give the body, when you give the body food, healing medicines, and particularly at night, the body is at its best at night. So while it's resting, it'll do what it needs to do. It'll heal itself and it will repair itself at night. You're not involved with yourself at night. So guess what? It will do what it needs to do at night while you're resting.
Okay.
God knew what he was doing when he made these wonderful bodies.
well, that is really very good information, because I never would have thought to take calcium or any type of vitamin.
Well, not all. We're just talking calcium. Just calcium for now. Calcium is good at night.
Okay.
Mhm. Yeah, calcium is good. I wouldn't recommend taking a BTT.
That would be the Tandy Tangerine?
Beyond Tandy. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't recommend anyone taking a Tandy Tangerine at night either, because I took it during the daytime and I was wired.
Mhm.
And I found out because I kind of was like overdosing on it.
You wasn't overdosing, Dr. Valerie. You were not overdosing. It was the way you were taking it. So we wouldn't call that overdosing, because we don't want anybody to think that you can overdose on the minerals.
Okay, well
how the minerals are supposed to be taken. Yes, ma'am. How the minerals are supposed to be taken in is better over the course of the day. So Dr. Wallach, he doesn't suggest that we gulp it down. You can put it in a water bottle, however your dosage, because remember we're using the dosage method. So how many per your 100 pounds, that's how many scoops that you take in your minerals. You put it in your water. So you can sip on that water, your minerals, 1 to 2 hours, okay, and that's your first dose. And I would say get it in before 12 o'clock, and then take your second dose, 3 or 4 o'clock, something like that, you know, within those hours. But it's not a gulp, you know what I'm saying, and then be done with it. No, because the body has to absorb. Remember, the awesome thing about Dr. Wallach's products is about absorption rate. And we want the body to absorb all the minerals that we're giving it. And while it knows what it's doing, you know, we want to assist the body in giving it the minerals and making sure. And what the body doesn't need, it knows how to relinquish it. It knows how to get rid of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Archbishop, are you still there?
I am still here, Dr. Parker.
Now, tell me about your journey with the nutritional products, because, as I said last week, you were talking about so many different things. I kind of couldn't keep up with all the things that you said that you had to take and were taking and how they all worked for you. Was it a process?
Well, in terms of the longevity products, I'm not really sure how much of a process we could call it, because we're talking over a very short period of time. Within 2 weeks' time, I found resolution to my chronic health problems, with the exception of one thing, that is the peripheral neuropathy. It took a little bit more time and more nutrition over that period of time to really get some resolution for that. I had some temporary resolution that occurred because of some a topical solution that Youngevity has called CM Cream, and that really brought me some temporary relief that I had not been able to find in the pharmacy. I've tried a number of things. Actually, the doctors had me on a medication, and even the amount of the medication that they had me on was toxic for my body, a medication called Neurontin, 300 milligrams. I was taking approximately 2,400 milligrams a day, and that was supposed to help with the pain, the new pain that I had in my feet primarily, peripheral neuropathy. But with the products from Youngevity, I mean, in my first 2 days of trying one of the products, Youngevity Sweeties, my blood sugar level dropped about 100 points. And a few days later, I started the Healthy Start Pack with Glucogel, coupling that with the Sweeties. I found resolution. It wasn't taking any convincing for me not to take the medication, because there was time I got so tired of the medication previously, I just stopped taking all of my meds. And my adult children, they said, "Dad, you're being a little selfish here. We want you around." And I told them I want to be around. It almost seems like the medicine is killing me more than the diabetes. But not being on anything at all, after a while, it became really dangerous for me. But I was very fortunate to find Youngevity's products, because I tried they call themselves nutrition companies, but some of them were similar to medication in the sense that they had a lot of synthetic things in them, wherein what we have at Youngevity is all natural.
Okay. Now you said it was over a short process, a couple of months. You were like off of all your things. Did you wean yourself? Because I know I know two people personally that have high blood pressure that was taking medication and they came off it within a couple of weeks, but they were just like they were just tired of taking it and they just stopped taking it for over 10 years. Did you do like the same thing, or did you kind of like wean yourself off?
Well, to be very honest with you, and it's not something, I'm not a doctor in the field of medicine, but I wouldn't recommend people to do exactly what I did, but I stopped. As soon as I saw, one, that my blood sugar level was lower than it needed to be, and my blood pressure level actually was a little lower than is recommended, within that two-week period of time, I completely stopped taking all of my medications. I put them all in a bag. I was happy to do so, and even had a couple people say, "Maybe you don't want to do that just yet." Someone actually said, "Maybe you want to wean yourself off a little bit," and that may be something that would work for someone else, but for me, as soon as I saw the results that I was getting, I decided I didn't want to put any more poison in my body, and so I stopped immediately within that two-week period of time, and I haven't had to look back yet and don't anticipate having to, as long as I'm doing the products that I'm doing.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Archbishop. And, you know, on this show here, I ask different questions and different scenarios, not because I'm a doctor or I'm trying to give advice, but I'm trying to give options to help empower the community at large to what their options are, and always get second opinions, third opinions. Even when you go to the doctor and he gives you a diagnosis or something, don't just accept what he's telling you. Go find another doctor, because there's always somebody more knowledgeable than who you left. So I encourage you to do that. Do your research, do your studies on all things, because everybody's different. Even when you go to the doctor, he handles everybody differently, because everybody's different. So this is what we're saying here, and we're offering a different option as opposed to taking the medications. Those that are taking medications and stuff, feel, you know, continue to take them if that's where your safety lies. But this show is to empower you and give you additional knowledge so that you can be able to thrive here on this earth to fulfill and complete the will and the destiny that God has for you. Eloise Frazier.
I'm here. I'm listening.
That's Eloise. I want to thank you
I'm here, Dr. Parker.
For joining me. Now, you took some of the product, which was the weight loss product.
Oh, yes. I tried the ASAP. And I was on the basic package, the BTT, the calcium, and the ESAs. And then I saw one of my business partners try the ASAP, and he looked so good. He lost his weight so nicely. I decided that I would do it too. So I lost 24 pounds in about 32 days and inches also. So I've dropped about 3 dress sizes. I feel younger. I have a lot more energy. And life looks a lot better from this end because I had so many things wrong in my body before I got on the longevity products. I, like Archbishop, I tried other nutritional companies for years. I've been doing this for about 9 years, but couldn't get a result like I got from longevity because I had a number of issues, arthritis, osteoporosis, insomnia, weight gain, all the things that go with menopause. So I was not looking forward to a long life, but since I've started with Dr. Wallach, I am looking forward. 90 looks better than it did a few months ago. So I would recommend the ASAP to anyone who wants to lose weight because it's the weight is so stubborn to come off, and I've seen people exercise, they have a personal trainer, and they go through all this thing to lose the weight, and it's so slow. But with this ASAP, it targets the adipose fat, so they don't want you to exercise heavily when you're on the ASAP. You can walk, but don't stress your body out doing all those things and the weight lifting and all that. The weight will come off as you sleep, and every morning when you wake up and you look, it's slimmer, it's nicer. So I had a good time with the ASAP. Matter of fact, I'm planning to go back on in a couple of weeks so I can lose some more pounds. Because I started out at 198 pounds, and now I'm down to about 170. So I want to go down a little more, back to probably 150 would be good. So I recommend ASAP highly. It's a nice protocol, and you really get good results, and you don't have to work out so hard and wake up so early to run and all of that. No. It's really good. So over back to you, Valerie.
Thank you so much, Eloise. Those of you who have just joined Hot Topics for the show, we're talking about the Rice Health Connection. This is part 2 of a continuation from last week's show. So those of you that missed last week, you can always replay it on www.blogtalkradio.com/soultopics or email me at soultopics@gmail.com, soultopics@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to email you the show from last week so that you will be able to be abreast of all the different things that we're talking with. And also I've had with me my special guest, Dr. Michelle Butler, and I've had Archbishop Vincent on the air with me. And I have a caller holding ending in 8513. Caller, you're live. Any questions or comments?
Well, I have no comments.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Okay, Dr. Butler.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let us continue on. Now, calcium deficiency. Some of the things that are related to calcium deficiencies I just found out was high and low blood pressure. It can be because of calcium deficiency. Brittle nails, bone fractures, arthritis, back pain, Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cardiac growth. We already know about tooth decay, tendonitis, restlessness in the leg, twitches, muscle cramps, all related to calcium deficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Depression can be related to calcium deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Calcium
insomnia?
Is stored in insomnia, no sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, calcium is one of the number one minerals that is a necessity for the body. And, you know, it's where it stores itself in the bones. And when a body lacks the calcium, and, you know, calcium has a tendency to show up in places that it shouldn't be, you know, and however, but the thing with calcium is, again, you know, when there's a lack of calcium, then these are the diseases that result to the lack of calcium. So calcium is an absolute must. I never understand. I've heard it said, you know, a person has too much calcium in the body. And we've heard that. But we don't believe that there is, you can get too much calcium in the body when the body needs calcium. So, yeah, calcium is a must to have.
Hmm.
Yes.
Well, when there's too much calcium in the body, what are the symptoms? I mean, what is that called? What happens when there's
calcium calcification? I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
Calcification. Calcification. I believe that's what it's called. That's the calcification. When the body has too much calcium in the body. Calcification.
Oh, okay.
But we don't believe that the body can have too much calcium in the body, because the body needs calcium to function.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Without the presence of the calcium, the calcification, then there's an imbalance. Okay. And then you can't get in things like magnesium. Because even when you notice with Dr. Wallach, he talks about having calcium, and right along with calcium comes magnesium. You have to have magnesium in the body. They work together. They work in conjunction with one another.
Okay.
And the good thing about, the wonderful thing about Dr. Wallach's our calcium is that it's colloidal and it's liquid. Colloidal meaning liquid. So it's easy absorbable, where the body can take it in and take from it where it needs, as opposed to getting the calcium in a rock or gravel form or stones, which can harden the tissues, or you can experience things like bone spurs. But when you get calcium in the body by way of liquid, then it becomes much more easier to absorb, and that's what we want, for it to be much absorbable than that of a limestone or gravel. A lot of folks, the doctors have a tendency to write prescriptions for the calcium caltrate, the things of that nature.
I was about to ask.
Yeah. But
yeah,
what happens
is that.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about that is that the body is not meant to, you know, it goes back to our bodies being a juicer, and our body, you know, can absorb and digest a liquid form better than it can a rock form. So we want to get it in the calcium, and that's what makes our longevity product so wonderful and so unique, because not only does it have the calcium, it also has the magnesium in it, okay? So it's very absorbable. Yeah, it's easily absorbed in the tissues of the body. So that's what makes it so absolutely wonderful. So when you have things like inflammation, you know, arthritis, and particularly inflammation, calcium can reduce the inflammation in the body. That's what's so neat about calcium. And again, it also works on the nervous system. That's why you can take that calcium at night, because it calms the nervous system.
Okay. Now, I also read about essential fats and cholesterol deficiency. I didn't know you could have cholesterol deficiency. And it said it's connected sometime with acne, Alzheimer's, asthma, blood clots, brittle hair, cardiovascular disease. All the PMS, yeah. A lot of our favorite things for women, PMS.
Mhm.
And that omegas.
What did you say again? That's why we are.
That's why we need the omega 369.
Yeah, the omega, the fatty acid, the let's see, the essential fatty acids, the 369s. We have to get that by way of the 306, I believe. Let me be sure of this. When I think of the 369s, the body produces, I believe, the 6 and the 9s, and we have to get in the 6 and the 9 and the 3s. We have to supplement. Because the body doesn't produce enough of it. And, you know, those are fish oils. And they aid toward healthy heart function, healthy brain function. So when you look at things like alopecia and Alzheimer's disease and asthma, the cholesterol, the omega-6, in the Dr. Wallace, our longevity product, selenium is one of the things that we look at close with, specifically with Alzheimer's disease, the cardiovascular disease, and even with the fibromyalgia. So the EFAs are wonderful. Now, what I've done with the EFAs, because it softens the tissue, what I've done with the for the ones that have eczema, you can actually you can stick a pin in the gel cap and actually squeeze out the oil and put it on the skin, and it'll work along with you making sure that you get it inside the body. But you can use it topically. So now if you have a child that has eczema, because the pills are, you know, they're really big and they're not easy, the babies can't swallow, little kids can't swallow the EFAs. And kids need the EFAs too for good brain functioning. Squeeze it out, put it in the teaspoon and give it to the child that way. If the child has eczema or some dermatitis, seborrhea, psoriasis, you can take it out, squeeze it out, and put it on the scalp. And it works wonderfully in that capacity. So for the mothers out there that, you know, that are, have children that are suffering with some type of dermatitis, you can literally take it out of there and put it
on the skin. Little healthy tip.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good healthy tip to learn. You said that you can, like those that have like the dry scalp, you could bust that makeup and rub it in there.
Yeah, for the little people, absolutely.
It's safe.
The fish oil is safe inside the capsule. The way the capsule is made is safe in there. But when you so the oxygen will not get into the gel capsule, will not turn rancid. But when you want to use it topically, you go ahead and stick a pin in it, and you apply it to the skin, and it works beautifully, you know, in regards to healing the dermatitis that the child is suffering with.
Okay, excellent. That's an excellent tip. And those of you that are listening in and want to know, we've been talking about longevity products and Dr. Wallach. If you go to my website, valforlife.com, that's Val, V-A-L, the number 4, life.com, you can find out more information regarding all the longevity products, which is 90 for life. If you want to walk around and look, you know, like you're 20 years old at 90, you can visit valforlife.com and find out more information about Dr. Wallach and the products he's offered. And I highly recommend them. If you want further information, my phone number is also there on the website. You can call me also at my office, 954-724-0900, and also email me at soultopics@gmail.com. Dr. Butler, is there a way that individuals can connect with you to get more of your resources?
Yes, they can reach me at my website at Naturel, NaturelEAL, healthwellness.com. That's NaturelHealthWellness.com. And if they need to call me, is it okay if I give them my telephone number, Valerie?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. My telephone number I can be reached at is 877-371-1960. Okay,
thank you so much. I have caller ending in 6253. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Is this Eugene?
Yes, it is. How are you ladies doing today?
I am absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for joining the show, Another Hot Topics from the Soul. Any soul tips you want to offer tonight?
Well, you know, the one thing that I can say is, you know, I'm really excited about, you know, everything that you ladies are doing and really, you know, putting the message out there. One thing that I can say about the products, I know I've been using them for a little over 5 months, and they've been working really good for me and my family. You know, one of the products that I recently used is the ASAP product. And, you know, I lost 31 pounds with the product in the first 27 days, Doc. And then, you know, since then, I've lost almost 10 more pounds just by supplementing.
Wow.
So, you know, one of the things I just want to say is that people really can't really understand probably because they're not used to supplements. You know, and one of the things that people think is they think it's medicine, they think it's this, they think it's that and other. But when you don't have the nutrients and the minerals that you need in your food on a daily basis, you have to understand that I don't care if you're the best athlete in the world. I don't care if you're a couch potato. I don't care if you eat healthy. You have to supplement on a daily basis. So, you know, I just want to make sure that people really understand that this is something that's changing lives, saving lives, and, you know, taking people, you know, to their golden age years healthy. And, you know, I'm excited about, you know, partnering up with you ladies and making a difference and, you know, joining this crusade and really sharing this message with with the masses out there, Doc.
Thank you so much for sharing that information. Now, Eugene, you also work the business of longevity. Tell them about how they can get the products and, you know, sign up to sell the products for only like $10.
Yeah, one of the misconceptions is, I have a whole lot of people say, well, I'm not a salesperson. And I say to people, you know, I'm not a salesperson either. The one thing that you got to understand about this business is, you know, I don't care what you do, far as what kind of business you're in right now, far as anything that you do in life, if you go out there, you have to sell something in order to get something. When you went on that job interview, you sold yourself to that employer. You dressed nicely, you had a resume, you doctored it up, you made that person want you on their team, and you sold yourself. Just like this business, you know, somebody sold me on the fact that I need these supplements on a daily basis in order to be healthy. And I think that's the best thing that I've ever done. I know one of the things that I really see in this business, you know, outside of anything, I don't care if you're selling soap, I don't care if you're selling any kind of stuff, guys, anything that you can see out there, the one thing that you got to understand, if you're getting healthy with these supplements and these products, you're not going to spend money on anything else. If you had came down to it the last minute and you had to think about, man, do I want to be healthy or do I want to have cable TV or a cell phone or, you know, do I want to have this, that, and other? I want to be healthy first. That's the one thing that people are always going to pick first. They're going to pick life over anything else because without life, somebody else is going to spend your money and also pay your bills if you still have them. So the one thing that I can say is I'm not a salesperson, Doc. I'm simply a person that shares the information with folks. And if you really understand that, you'll join the movement and you'll join the crusade. I mean, when you really look at it, the membership, to get the wholesale, you get a wholesale membership for $10. I mean, that's not a lot of money. People can lose $10 and throw $10 away on fast food, all kind of stuff, cigarettes, all kind of stuff every single day. But what I can say is, guys, if you do a one-time investment of yourself, you can get the products for $10. $10 to have a life-saving product and to share life-saving products with individuals on a daily basis. And at the same time, if you want to, you can also get paid from it. I don't know anybody in this world that works for free. I mean, some people love to do stuff, but I tell you what, guys, why not get paid for what you're really worth? You know, I walked off my job almost 8 years ago, Dr. Parker, and I think that was probably another one of the best things I ever did in my life because I didn't get paid for what I was worth. In this business, I tell you what, they get you paid for what you really worth. And, you know, I don't know where you can go and make a high six-figure income working 15, 20 hours a week, you know. And that's full-time, sometime, part-time, I don't care what people call it, you know, and that's really not doing a whole lot, you know. That's sharing the vision, sharing the products, sharing the information with folks on a daily basis, getting people healthy. They're paying you to get people healthy. So, you know, that's the one thing that I can say. As little as $10 to get in, guys, set your websites up, send people, drop traffic to your websites, get your information out to the masses, and get people healthy and get them on the 90 for Life movement. Doc?
Thank you so much for that tip, Eugene. You can go to my website, valforlife.com. That's valforlife.com. And also fromthesoulofawoman.com. Fromthesoulofawoman.com, you'll be able to find some information there that will help motivate, inspire you to reach your high potential because that's what Soul of a Woman is. It's empowering the total aura of an individual from the inside out. And that's one of the things that excited me about the longevity product is because I was already taking nutritional products anyway. About 8 years ago, I had a scare. Actually, a couple of times I had a scare while I wound up in the hospital. I was dehydrated, and I was anemic, and I had to get a blood transfusion because I was just constantly on the go, running, not eating properly. And, you know, one of the things people always say is, well, I'm eating granola bars, I'm eating nuts, I'm eating fruits, I'm eating vegetables and stuff. But you know what? If you're not doing it properly, it can do more harm to your body than good, and that's what happened to me. And I wound up in the hospital, and they were running all kind of tests and stuff and had me scared, and I thought I had cancer. You know, they talked around cancer, and while they were talking about it, I was declaring, decreeing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that it wasn't so. But then, you know, my dear friend, Dr. Marcia Harris, when I wound up in the hospital, I called her, and I said, you know, they're doing this test, they're doing that, and she's a medical doctor there in New York City, and she was like, let me talk to them. And thank God I had somebody like that on my side that can intervene and talk and do the languaging. Because a lot of times when you wind up in the hospital, people bombard you and put all kind of things on you, and you wind up being all nervous and scared and upset. And whatever they say, we whatever they say we have to take, we take it because we're trying to fight for our life. Well, because I had somebody like that who was also a medical doctor and believed in holistic healing, being like with natural herbs and vitamins, what they told me I needed to do, she told me what I needed to get herbally to put my body on track. So I was going to GNC and the discount vitamin shop, getting things like super greens and the iron I needed. But then a couple of months ago, I was introduced to Longevity, and it was products that I was already buying, but had more of a has a natural base to it as opposed to the additives that I was getting from the GNC store. So these products are far more superior than what I was taking, and I felt the difference within a week. You know, I started taking the calcium. I took the tangerine, and last week I told you about my experience with that. I thought I OD'd with it because it has over 135 fruit and vegetables in there, and I just took the whole thing. It said two scoops. I put two scoops and put in 8 ounces of water, drank it, and I was like, I thought I was having a heart attack, but because I didn't do it properly. Right, Dr. Butler? But, you know, I'm real. Those of you that have been following me for the past 4 or 5 years, I'm very transparent, I'm very real, and I want to always be the message that I bring. And one of the things I wanted to do was be a first partaker of the product before I can talk about the product. And I'm going to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly part was I almost put myself on a high by drinking too much of the tangy tangerines because it was too much of a vitamin jolt for me. But, you know, you don't have to do that. But go on the website, peruseValForLife.com, and if you have any questions or comments, give me a call. And also, Dr. Butler is so gracious to give you her website and her phone number. And if you didn't get that, Dr. Butler, would you give that information again, please?
Yes, thank you, Robert. It is Naturel, N-A-T-U-R-E-A-L, healthwellness.com. And the telephone number is 877-371-1960.
Thank you so much for giving that information. And I want to thank you much for taking time out of your busy schedule. You know, you're a doctor, you're a profession, and you run a business, and you have entourage of clientele, and you took the time to be a part of Hot Topics from this show, and I do applaud you, and I salute you and honor you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Valerie. I appreciate it.
Okay. Archbishop Vincent, do you have any closing comments? And I do salute you and thank you so much, sir, first of all, for joining my show last week and also for being so gracious as to come back again, because I know your schedule is very tight and demanding, too.
Yes,
Well, thank you so much. I just am appreciative to, and always willing and ready to share. I think it's just my privilege and responsibility. I appreciate Eloise and Mr. Eugene Madison for inviting me on the call last week. And anytime, I'm always ever ready to share. I mean, even sometimes I don't have a problem interrupting my schedule. This is a Bible school night for me. And but, you know, you get your students going, and I just walk away and do what I need to do because I'm for health. And as Mr. Madison mentioned, also for wealth. So thank you so much for allowing me to share just a little bit that I could on the call with you all. I appreciate all that you all are doing, all that Mr. Madison is doing to get this message across to this nation and be actually beyond the nation to get our people healthy. And I believe it, God designed our bodies to be healthy. So thank you again for allowing us on this side of the call.
Thank you. Eugene Madison, any closing remarks?
Not really, Dr. Parker. I just want to say thank you guys so much for having the platform for the information that we're sharing with folks. And I just want to say to all the folks out there who are naysayers, don't be like me. Don't be ignorant to the fact of supplements and, you know, having mineral deficiency. And it will kill you. I mean, people die every single day because of lack of. And, you know, I dare folks, I just want to send a challenge out there. I dare everybody on this line who doesn't supplement on a daily basis, I dare you guys to get a testimony with these products. Thank you so much for having me on the side, Dr. Parker, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. And Eloise, any closing remarks, my dear friend? Okay. Well, I thank Eloise for joining us and always being available. And I tell you, if it hadn't been for her, I wouldn't be on here today because of the fact that I know that sometimes I get off track and don't take my vitamins and stuff, but she's been on me and making sure that I do what I'm supposed to do. So I've got to share the message. He's keeping my soul.
I'm sorry, Valerie. My phone was on mute.
Okay. Any closing remarks?
Yeah, but it has been a pleasure being on the call, and I'm glad that we can share with the nation. And we want everybody to understand that without minerals, without vitamins, you are a ticking time bomb. So get with Val and learn some things and see what's good for you because Dr. Wallach has the answers. He has proven it. He has done the research. He has done the autopsies. He knows what he's talking about. It's been 40 years of dealing with this subject and providing the best nutritional products for us. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you. And I want to thank all of you, my wonderful guests, for joining me on another Hot Topics from the Soul. And next week, I will have recording artist Javen Campbell here, and he has a new book coming out this week called 100 Things You Need to Know in Life, a book of life-changing statements for that pivotal point in your life. Join me next week with Javen Campbell on Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker, and please visit my website, www.valforlife.com, and also My Heartbeat, My Passion, from the soul of a woman.com. From the soul of a woman.com. See you next week. Tell a friend. Pass the show on to someone. Email it to someone. You may save a life. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.